Hello, you reached Mercy Roadside Assistance. My name is Justin. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hello. So I was on the phone with someone for a roadside assistance. His name was Alan, but the thing is, like he said that he was gonna put a note saying to hold. Because so I won't start the information again. He wanted the producer code, which I was trying to get a hold of with my insurance, and I actually got it.
Okay, so you did get that policy number.
Yeah. Do you need it? Do you need me to start all over or something?
No, just give me one second, okay?
Okay.
Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, is your policy under your name?
No, it's not. It's under my boyfriend's name.
Right, what's his first and last name?
His name is Jerry Velasquez.
Dre.
Jerry, Jerry
Jerry.
Velasquez, V-E. Yeah,
VE.
Jerry. LAZQUEZ.
Give me one second. Just taking a little longer than usual to load, so just give me one second.
It's okay. By the way, the guy that I was on the phone with, he had told me that they won't let me know about the total until like the car is towed to the place I want it to be towed to.
He said they won't let you know the total of what you owe
Well,
them
not
to
the
tow up.
well, yeah. He was saying that he won't know the total until it's towed to the address.
Yeah, we actually won't know the total until you specify the address that you want to tow it to. So we won't know if you go above your benefit until you actually pick a drop-off location.
Well, it's at least it's 5.1 miles, but the max could be 7 miles. I was wondering if you can at least let me know how much will I be charged.
You'll probably be covered if I can get you pulled up here. Give me one second, because it's taking a
He
little
said
long.
that it's gonna take a while for since I'm with the my insurance, it's Loyal Insurance. That's why it's taking long because
And could you spell Jerry's name for me again? So it's Jerry, Jerry. And could you spell his last name out for me?
VELAZQUEZ.
Okay, give me one second. And Jerry's Jerry.
Yes.
I don't see a Jared Velasquez. I see a Jared Velez. I don't see any Jared Velasquez.
Can you, you're looking for the insurance policy, right?
Right.
Because it's under his mom's, I guess. I was wondering.
And what's his mom's first name?
Mary, M-A-R-Y, Cabello.
Mary Cabello?
Yes.
And could you spell out her last name for me?
C-A-B-E-L-L-O.
All right, so what was that last name?
Which one? Mary's or Jerry's?
Yes, his mother's last name. What was his mother's last name?
C-A-B-E-L-L-O.
Okay. And that's the primary policyholder? She's the primary policyholder?
Yes.
And Mary is M-A-R-Y?
Yes.
Give me 1 second. What city and state is she from?
She's from Texas.
And do you have an address for her in Texas?
Actually, I don't.
What city in Texas?
I guess El Paso.
Yoakum?
I don't know.
Does it start with a Y?
No. Are you looking for an address?
Yes.
So she's currently living at 1522 Black Hickory Place, Norcross.
What kind of vehicle is it?
It's a truck, a Dodge, four doors.
What year is it?
2010.
So it's 2010. Because I don't see a Mary Cabello. I see a Mary Caballero.
They probably spent her name wrong.
How recently did he get the policy?
Policy, it was at least like last week.
And so this is just a brand new policy?
Well, it's because we barely got the truck. We just recently got the truck and it's
a brand new policy.
Yes.
Could you try to give your insurance agency a call and have them call us and just verify the service for us and give us a call back?
Sure. I've been going back and forth with them just trying to get the codes and everything. So it's because you see how if I hang up, someone else is going to answer the phone, right?
Not really, because we're not really busy today, so I might be able to get you back.
Okay, or can you just hold while they answer the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be great, because I don't want to go and call. What happened? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, yes, this is Sandra from Loya Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that you wanted to speak with me.
Yes, we're just trying to verify the customer's insurance.
Yes, sir, it's active.
All right, and what would be that customer's policy number? Who would be the primary policy holder?
The primary, her name is Mary Cabello. And the policy number is 40424.
Hold on 1 second.
5-8-5. Oh, sorry.
All right. And that's Cabello. And what's that? And what's that policy number?
It's company 40, and then it's 424-295-8-5-3.
424-295-8-5-3. Let's search it up here. What's that zip code as well?
The zip code is 30093.
All right, let's see. It's still saying no results found.
Because they have their motor club added. It was added on the 12th of this month.
Let's see. I'm going to try Mary Cabello once again.
Mary's M-A-R-Y.
Yes, M-A-R-Y-C-A-B-E-L-L-O.
Mm-hmm. Their middle initial is E. I'm not sure if that makes a difference.
Okay, I'll put Mary E. And what's their policy number once again?
It's 40-424-295-853.
So 424-295
853.
Try once again. Still nothing. What's her phone number?
It's 678-677-9787.
Still nothing. Give me one moment, okay?
Can you look it up by her truck? Okay.
We don't have that search field.
Oh, okay.
My driver's license.
I do have the producer number and the product number as well.
Give me 1 second.
You're fine.
All right, just give me one moment, okay?
Okay, no problem.
So what's that effective date in that producer code and that plan letter?
It's July 12th, 2022.
And so that's July 12th, 2022.
Yes.
All right, what's that producer code and that plan letter?
It's 2732, and then plan is N, as in Nancy.
All right, so give me 1 second. So what was that policy number again?
424-295-853.
Okay. And so what city and state is that that's located on that?
Norcross, Georgia. And zip code 30093.
So Norcross 30093. All right, what's that member's home address?
1522
mm-hmm.
Black Hickory Place.
Okay. And that's in Georgia.
Yes, Norcross, Georgia, 30093.
Okay. So what's the year, make, and model of that vehicle that's on that policy?
There's five, but the one that's needing service is a 2010 Dodge Ram.
All right, is it a 1500?
Let me verify, because it just comes up as a... Dodge Ram. Yes, it's a 1500.
Alright. What color is it?
It's black.
Alright. So give me 1 second. All right, can I have your name?
Yes, my name is Sandra.
Okay.
Lopez.
Okay. And you're the Fair Lawyer agent?
Yes.
All right. All right, so what seems to be the issue with that vehicle today?
She said that she's just needing a towing service.
All right. Do you know what's like the mechanical issue with it? No?
I'm not sure. She just said a towing service.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does need some type of mechanical mechanical issues. It started leaking, and the steering wheel turned hard, so I'm not able to turn. If I drive it, it turns on and everything, but...
Is this your power steering is hard to turn?
I think so, and the battery light came on, and it started throwing out smoke. and leaking.
Do you know if that vehicle was still shipped into neutral?
No, it wasn't into neutral because I had parked it when I had gotten to my destination. I ended up parking it. And then when I got off, I see smoke. I popped the hood, and there was, like, green fluid everywhere on the engine. And it started leaking.
And do you know if it was switching to neutral?
No, it wasn't. I haven't switched it to neutral. It was just there parked. I turned it off.
No, I was asking, will it be able? Can it go into neutral?
Oh, sorry.
No, you
yeah,
okay?
It will be.
All right, so it will be able to go into neutral?
I think so. I'll try to turn it on because I haven't turned it on since I got here. I'm just calling because I need the car to be fixed. I just can't drive it like that. Especially because it was raining, so that's why I was calling.
Right.
But yeah, I'll try to turn it on, and I guess it could move because it was just the steering wheel that I couldn't really turn side to side, but it turns on. It should turn on.
All right, so do you know if it's a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle?
What was that?
Do you know if it's a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle?
I think it's a... What? It's a four-wheel
drive. Okay. And is this a result of an accident?
No, it hasn't been in no accidents or anything. Well, that I know of, no. No, but she can go out.
All right, so where are you located with that vehicle?
I'm in the address that's on the insurance, 1522 Black Hickory Place. It's just parked here. I just got here. I was able to at least get it to right here.
Okay. And where would you be taking your vehicle?
I'm going to be taking it to 4216 Buford Highway, Duluth, 30096.
And what's that zip code?
30096.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to get this sent over to a provider, and someone should reach out to you shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling the roadside.
All right, thank you. Bye.
And excuse me.
Hello? Uh-huh.
And if you do happen to go over your benefit today, how would you be paying if you do happen to go over your benefit?
Cash.
In cash? Okay. All right, now I get that sent over to your provider shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.